Morgan, do you have anything you'd like to read for us today?
I do. I have the first poem to my first book, Verge, and it's called Proem. It's not the poems or their metaphysics that matter. It's John's lungs leading the afterlife in Rome. Buck shot and bled through by tuberculosis, brought up by the cupful. Like rotten tomatoes shot into a handkerchief, blood so bright it inspires in Severn, the artist, new shades of red. John's lungs arguing, Pilgrim's Progress and holy living, holy dying, raging for something sharp on the piazza below, nothing more common than vespers coming over from the Trinitia di Monti, the skinny artists sketching themselves under blue awnings, Bernini's stone boat rowing nowhere. February 1821. Of number 26 Piazza di Spagna, police burn the furniture, scour the walls, strip the wainscoting. Replaced are the doors and windows. At his office, Dr. Clark removes John's breastplate, palpates his heart. Missing is most of each lung, the graceful curves of which have always reminded Dr. Clark of a harp. On the sill of his studio, Girardi's plaster casts of John's face, hands, and feet lie drying. This morning at a used bookstore, looking for something small and rereadable to take to Europe, I came across a copy of Gray's Anatomy. Inside, colored engravings of the body's intricate systems, bulb urethral glands, thoracic ducts, iliacs, articulators, emissary veins, a bone known as the vomer. Page after page, the body, or an idea of the body, so easily lifted from itself. Each illustration, the rendering of an artist who worked for years with his eyes on the dead. This is how he did it, how we always do it.
That was Morgan Lucas Schult, presented by the University of Arizona Poetry Center. Morgan also teaches creative writing at the U of A and is the co-editor of Q, a journal of prose poetry. We have links to find more of his work online at azpm.org.